Darren, how much confidence does a game like Monday night give you going forward?
I think it gives me a lot of confidence. You know, we went up against some of the best athletes in the game in Atlanta, the Atlanta Falcons, with Roddy White and Julio Jones and Tony Gonzalez and Harry Douglas. They got some pretty good athletes, and knowing that, if we can cover those guys, we can pretty much cover anyone in the NFL.
How good did you feel out there? Because you got involved right away. I know you probably wanted that pick six, yeah. but you were all over the place throughout the four quarters.
You know, I felt pretty good out there. It was good being able to go up against the guys that, I mean, I was in Atlanta for a year or 2 years almost, and it was good getting out there. And, you know, the coaches had enough confidence in me to put me back out there this past week. And I tried to, you know, do the best I can. You know, I left a lot of plays out there still to be made, and I wish I made those plays now looking back on it. But hopefully I get some more opportunities.
What's the key for you? Because anybody who watched you throughout the spring, the summer, you always have a knack for the ball. You're always around the football. Does that come easy to you?
I think a lot of it is just really recognizing formations and splits and down the distance. I think just knowing what's going on in the situations, I think that's the biggest thing for me, understanding what our defense is doing at the time and what the offenses are trying to run. So I think, you know, it doesn't happen by accident. I think just knowing, you know, where to be and when to be there.
How about the play of some of your young safeties? We know what DeJuan can do back there, but Josh got a lot of play time against Atlanta and Jaquan as well. How are they doing out there?
I think it's good. You know, I think Rex wants to utilize our depth, and I think we had a lot of good players in the secondary. They all bring different aspects of the game to our defense, and I think they do a good job. So I think having those guys out there mixing it up and giving different teams different looks is a good look for us.
What about the challenge, Big Ben Roethlisberger and the Pittsburgh Steelers, specifically for you as a corner who's covering guys down the field? You know, that guy can tuck it and sometimes run.
Right, and that's the big thing with him. He's very active. He likes to keep plays alive. So I think for us, we have to pay attention to our man and plaster our receivers once he's out of the pocket. And, you know, the play is never over with him. So once the whistle blows, that's when we know the official play is over.
How big is it going to be for you guys this week, focus? Because a lot of folks are saying right now, oh, the Jets, they're making some waves. Big win on Monday Night Football. Now it's a short week, and you know a desperate team's coming to town.
Yeah, I think for us it's just another week. We're going out there and playing another game, and we're going to prepare the same exact way. We know we're coming off a short week, but I think our coaches have done a good job so far putting us in a good position to be ready and be ready to play a physical game against Pittsburgh. A lot of people say it's a trap game or whatever, but Pittsburgh is a really good 0-4 team, and they got a lot of good athletes, and their defense is really good as well.